Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yes.
Yo, what's up, man?
How you doing? Yes. All right, 6:25, let's get to it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing, delicious Bud products. So if you're bored because there was nothing to watch sports-wise other than the Olympics, at least you had something good to drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of sports over the weekend. There's a lot of different things that happened, but I'm going to just talk pure football because we got like a week of it left. And I was thinking about it last night. I'm like, dude, what do we do for sports when football's not on?
Yeah.
Because we've done this for a while, and we've done it. What have we talked about? Anyway, so this is going to be pure football, baby. Here we go. NFL yesterday. Did you watch any of this? Pro Bowl.
No.
Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas, AFC 41, NFC 35. So I turned it on for literally like 15 minutes until I started seeing how much of 7-on-7 it became. Dude, what? Did they used to actually play football? Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I understand. So, real quick, I'm not going to bitch about the Pro Bowl because I understand why they do it. You don't want anybody to get there's millions of dollars on the line, like literally. So with that being said, Brock, remember a long time ago we said, hey, instead of the Pro Bowl, they should do this. And I'm asking you this question because I want to confirm what we talked about. Do you remember?
Well, it should be just like a skills competition. Is that what you're getting to?
No, years ago, okay, I saw this meme yesterday. I'm like, dude, we talked about that like 4 years ago, and I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Instead of the Pro Bowl, the last two teams, the very bottom two teams, need to play for the first pick of the draft.
That's
so it. Instead of just getting the first pick for the draft, so teams could potentially throw games to get that pick. No, you got to win a game to get that first pick. Why is that not a thing? It's brilliant.
I know. For some reason,
entertaining.
For some reason, instead, we watch all these athletes kind of half-ass it through a game in Hawaii because no one really wants to get hurt, and it doesn't really matter. It doesn't mean anything. I never watch the Pro Bowl because it's boring as hell, and it's just it's like why watch a game? Now if they just did like pads, like or like flag football style, that might be worth it. But no one's really going that hard, and I know it's an honor. It's a great honor. That's awesome. Oh, you see a lot of guys, 10-time Pro Bowl, you know, selection. Like, that's great. You can still do that. But why are we having these guys suit up in full pads trying to play a game that means nothing, that has nothing to do with anything? It's only because the NFL is trying to make more money in between that week when there's no football and the Super Bowl. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit.
No, yours, that's a great idea, though. I remember you brought that up, or so you said, and yeah,
so
that's
a
great
idea.
So
I saw a meme on Facebook yesterday. It was the exact same proposal. I was like, damn, really?
Yeah.
This is could be a thing. People are thinking about this. All right. Yeah.
And they need to figure out the overtime rules before we even think about making something else that cool. They can't even get that right, all right?
Well, one step at a time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. More football. The Pooper Bowl, you guys know that's coming up this weekend. Bengals, not believers in superstitions, obviously. We know this by their uniform choice for the Super Bowl. As the home team in the game, the Bengals were given first pick of which uniform to wear. They chose to wear black and orange jerseys instead of their white. They did this even though 14 of the last 17 Super Bowl champions were wearing white jerseys. If you think about it, both times Tom Brady and the Patriots lost the Super Bowl to the Giants, wearing blue jerseys. The Rams will be wearing white jerseys, and superstition will make them the favorites, I guess. It's kind of, I mean, it's kind of ballsy,
that's,
I guess. But
those numbers would make me nervous. And I'm not, actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I am a very superstitious guy with certain things. And when I see something like that, it's like, okay, I'm going to be leaning on that side. Like, I would be like, we got to wear white jerseys or something, guys. Like, we're going to lose. We're going to lose.
So home jerseys and football are dark.
Yeah.
It's different in basketball.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's kind of an interesting choice for the Bengals there. More on the Super Bowl. Even if you're not a football fan, you should root for the Super Bowl 56 to head to overtime on Sunday. What? Buffalo Wild Wings. So if it happens, everyone in the U.S. and Canada can get 6 free boneless or traditional wings at their locations on February 28th from 4 to 7.
Oh, nice.
Fans don't even have to buy anything to get the deal either. The only time the game has to go into overtime was in, or has gone into overtime was Super Bowl 51 in 2017.
That was with was that Brady and the Patriots and Falcons,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Falcons, yeah. The 34-28, that famous game right there.
The 27-point lead, whatever it was.
27-3.
When Brady and the Patriots literally destroyed a man's career and destroyed a team, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But yeah, you get some free wings, man. That's
I like it. Are you doing, can I hop in here? So there's been a lot of prop bets that have been in the news. Like everyone talk, because people are betting on this, and this will probably be a Super Bowl to rival most betting Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just because of the teams that it is. You know, some unknowns, a rookie, a guy who's never even been this far, even close to this far. Anyway, a lot of prop bets going on. What I need to figure out, though, is where we can do these prop bets. We've been talking about it for like 4 years, and I want to spend some money, but I don't know, like, where do we got to go?
I see now, dude, you can just go on your phone. You don't have to go anywhere anymore. It's all digital. It's all, you just get the app, whatever app there is. There's a bunch of them. They're all over TV.
Well, we got to do so because they got all sorts of cool prop bets. Like, color will the liquid be that's poured on the game winning coach?
I love those.
How many times the change will be brought out for measurement?
You know?
Dude, it's funny you bring this up. Will Snoop Dogg smoke on stage during the halftime
100%
show?
He will. I'll bet on that. It's funny you bring this up because I have a story right in line with it, man. Remember Jim Mattress Mac McInvale?
My favorite mattress salesman ever on the East Coast. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen up. Hey, there's a Super Bowl coming, so you know he's going to be in the mix. The Houston furniture store owner who has become a local legend for both his charitable generosity and his huge sports betting has put $4.5 million on the Cincinnati Bengals to upset the Rams. It's the biggest single bet he's ever made. He did it with a Caesars Sportsbook. Because of the size of the wager, listen to this. He had to place the bet in 20 increments of $200,000. A Bengals win would net him more than $7.7 million. Listen to this, though. But wait, there's more. And his customers could be winners as well. Brock, you might be interested in this. Anyone who spends $3,000 on furniture from one of his stores before the big game will get fully refunded if Cincinnati wins. A full refund. But you got to spend 3 G's at his store.
Oh, boy. This sounds
good. Hang on. Wait, real quick, before we go any further, dude, do we need to get into the furniture business?
Apparently, there's more money than I thought in Ottomans and Lazy Boys, all right?
I mean, I know furniture is expensive, but, dude, this guy is dropping $5 million this game.
Well, he's won some big bets. This is like the third year in a row, and he's done well on these bets.
Not the last one. He definitely lost. I remember talking about the last one. He lost big.
Dude, don't you think, okay, in all that you mentioned, he had to do those in $200,000 increments. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it may be like the 8th, 9th, 10th one, he's like, all right, maybe that's enough. Maybe the 7th or 8th $200,000 deposit for this bet, you might go, yeah, actually, that feels pretty good. I think I'm happy with that because that's so much money.
Oh my God.
That's so much money on one,
As an employee, like if he loses one of those, like he did, aren't you like,
if he loses, you could set aside
50,000 for your employees just to hand out, you know, like, hey, I'm going to do this, but take this. Don't get mad.
I guess it depends on how many people buy furniture because that's kind of a safety net right there. Not that he'll make 4.2, whatever it is, million back on furniture. No. Because, yeah, if let's say 100 people buy $3,000 worth of furniture, all right? That's $300,000, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not bad, but that's a third of a million. So whatever that would be for the 4.2, 0.3. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know how to do math in this thing. Either way, I would get very nervous about this bet.
I get nervous and I don't have any money on the game.
Dude, I get nervous.
I'm nervous for the players it's the Super Bowl.
I get nervous when I do the $20 on Keno during the game that I'm watching, all right? That makes me nervous. I only won a buck. Damn it.
Yeah, if you lose your 20 during the Super Bowl, just remember, Jim Mattress McInvale put $4.5 million on the Bengals, so
A lot of money. You know, I know how he made his money in furniture. He takes in old furniture and he gets all the change, loose change that's inside that furniture. That's what it is. He's like, oh, yeah, bring it. Drop it off. It's fine.
A lot of change, man.
It's a lot of digging through cushions. All right. You got anything else?
That's it, man.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock Rex. Everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Well, good morning, 7:22, Brock Hunter.
Go. It's a good way to start a Monday.
What is that noise right there? How do you get that? Sounds like a frog. You're like a bullfrog.
It's just a sound in a sound machine.
That's unbelievable.
1997.
So great. Hey, let's get to it. Time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you feel like partying responsibly, of course, well, guess what? You're all set.
Feel like partying right now.
Zip, put your pants back on. Put your pants back. Dear God. You know what I love, too, is I know that zipper is from your onesie. That's the best part. It's a onesie zipper.
Kind of feel like partying. Feel like partying right now.
Yeah, that's from an adult onesie is what it is. Unbelievable.
You gave me some time, actually, for some sports. So here we go. NFL. Yesterday, man, Pro Bowl. Did you watch it? AFC beating the NFC in a huge game, dude. Huge game. 41-35. It was close. A nail biter.
Biggest game of the season, actually. Believe it or not. Really is.
You know,
really
dude, I turned it on for like 15 minutes. So I realized, like, dude, you can't even, like, if you touch the guy, he's down. But, like, they're going, like, half speed. Yeah. It's like, why? I mean, I get it. Millions of dollars on the line. Nobody can get injured. But they, like, used to actually play back in the day, right? If I recall right, they
probably used to a little bit harder. I think they've softened up because guys realize, like, oh, wait, I could get injured here and be out.
Which has happened.
For sure. Absolutely.
I mean, they used to be able to tackle the guy, right?
Yeah, well.
Like, now it's just touch ball and whatnot.
They need to make it just, like, pads only, like, shoulder pads only, or don't even do that. Just do flag football. Or don't even do that, because you can still tear an Achilles, you know, doing a route. Just have them do a skills contest.
Challenge.
That's it. You know, something.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
We talked about this a while back. I saw another Facebook post the other day saying the same thing. I was like, nice, dude. This might actually be in circulation of talk. Is take the bottom two teams, and they play for the first draft pick. That's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea.
Then you've got teams
not trying to shave points or whatever, trying to get that first pick. If you're already losing, you know, you got to win the last game if you want that pick.
I think it would be great to see some hard-nosed football at the end of the season, one final one. These underdogs, these losers of the season, they come in and they get first pick. If they win, gives you something to fight for, man. Yeah.
It's interesting. Just saying.
Yeah.
And they need to change the overtime rule. Two things right there. Boom. Moving on. More football. Yesterday, Saints running back. This is crazy, dude. Alvin Kamara. You know Kamara.
Yeah.
He was arrested for battery in Las Vegas after allegedly beating someone up in a nightclub Saturday night.
Jeez, really?
If Kamara's beating you up, dude, that he's a strong man. Kamara was in Vegas to play the Pro Bowl. Jeez, dude, he actually played. Was taken to jail after the game.
Oh, so he beat someone up, played the game, and then
Jeez. Yeah, he was a little quiet during that game. Well, what's wrong, man? You got something happen?
I'm going to jail after this.
Why is there police on the sideline?
That's bananas. That's crazy.
Anyway, we'll see how things go. He's in serious trouble, obviously. He's been charged with battery with substantial bodily injury.
Yeah.
That's what it says. In Nevada, that's a felony. If convicted, he could face several years in prison.
Ooh, really?
Jeez, dude. He must have wailed on the dude.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, not good news for Kamara. More football news. Bengals.
Are you sure about that? That's not good news?
I don't think so. If I were a betting man.
He's going to throw this out there. Not good news. Okay.
Not good news. Bengals, not believers in superstitions. We know this by their uniform choice in the Super Bowl. As the home team in the game, the Bengals were given the first pick on which uniform to wear. They chose their black and orange jerseys instead of their white. They did this even though 14 of the last 17 Super Bowl champions were wearing white jerseys. If you think about it, both times Tom Brady and the Patriots lost a Super Bowl to the Giants, they were wearing their blue jerseys.
To be fair on that, they were playing Eli Manning, who,
God.
Unbelievable. Better than Brady, you know.
Obviously. Beat him twice. Yeah. Rams will be wearing the white jerseys. The superstition will probably make them the favorites.
So, okay, I'm sure you got to go off on something like, do you have a team you want to win? Have you narrowed this down yet?
Dude, I really want Stafford. I like the guy, and he deserves it, but I really like the Bengals, too. And so, I predicted them to be there to win it all from the beginning, so I got to go with the Bengals here.
See,
And they're the underdog. And I like rooting for the underdog.
They are. Stafford, I think, you don't want to say, oh, he deserves it. He's been in it for a while. It doesn't matter. Right. You know what I mean? He doesn't. Right. But, you know, he's.
A lot of people deserve it.
A lot of people deserve it. But I think Joe Burrow has a long career ahead of him. I think this isn't his first or isn't his last Super Bowl.
If he wins a Super Bowl, he'll be the only quarterback to, win a national championship. I'm trying to remember this. Win a national championship, win the Heisman.
And win a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. And then there's one other. There's a fourth one.
Well, he could be.
Not MVP, but.
Well, Super Bowl MVP, possibly. Right. That might be what it is. But, you know, seems like a great guy. You know, he's a good kid. You know, got his head on straight, playing good football. But I kind of want Stafford to win this. I do. He got beat up for so long in Detroit. I mean, I know I pointed this out. He didn't even make it to the playoffs in the 10 or 11 years he was in Detroit. Didn't make the playoffs. Next year, goes to a different team, going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm going to say it again. I'm cheering for Stafford, rooting for the Bengals, if that makes any sense at all.
That makes sense. I think someone posted a meme the other day. It's like, can we agree that this is probably the Super Bowl with the two most likable quarterbacks ever? And it's like, it's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. They went with the black jerseys.
Yep.
Hey, more Super Bowl here. I'm sorry. You gave me time. I'm going for it.
Go for it, buddy.
Even if you're not a football fan, Brock, you should root for the Super Bowl, root for Super Bowl 56 to be headed to overtime on Sunday. Buffalo Wild Wings says that if it happens, everyone in the U.S. and Canada can get 6 free boneless or traditional wings at their locations on February 28th from 4 to 7 local time. Why has it got to be the 28th? Why can't it just be during the Super Bowl when everybody's there? You know? Like, everybody gets excited. Hey, should we all meet back here the 28th, though?
No. Maybe because they gotta stock up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You're probably right on that. Fans don't even have to buy anything at all to get the deal, though. Only time the game has gone into overtime was Super Bowl 51 in 2017 when good old Tommy and the Patriots made a 25-point deficit to beat the Falcons 34-28 to destroy the Falcons' future.
Everything. Like, people remember that? The Falcons were like the team. People were talking
dude. Ryan was on fire, dude.
Dude, like beating teams on average like 45 to whatever, just chucking footballs. Lost to the Patriots that game. Nothing ever since.
You know what I just realized?
What?
So I just saw the picture of it was the Falcons during that game. It was like 140 something left in the game, and it was 27-3. Dude, the same thing happened Tom's last game. It was 27-3 in the third quarter. And they came back and tied it up. And that's, you know, lost the game. But it's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Anyway,
I just thought that was interesting. One last story, because this is the best story of the morning. And I got to get through this, man. Jim Mattress Mac McInvale. Brock, you know this guy.
I love this guy.
The Houston furniture store owner who has become a local legend for both his charitable generosity and his huge sports betting. Yeah, and when I say huge, dude, he has put $4.5 million on the Bengals to upset L.A. It's the biggest single bet he has ever made, and he did it with the Caesars Sportsbook. Because of the size of the wager, he had to place the bet in 20 increments of $200,000 each. The Bengals win would net him more than $7.7 million. Customers could be winners, too. This is cool. Anyone who spends $3,000 on furniture from one of his stores before the big game will be fully refunded if Cincinnati wins. Wow.
I love this guy. He's just...
He's the guy, he's betting man.
He probably has an office up above, like, the showroom of all of his furniture. Probably smokes cigars in there. You know, he wears, like, old velour, you know, kind of like, or polyester suits. Yeah.
Anybody check this guy for just, like, maybe this the furniture store is a front?
Oh, he's got to be.
This guy is a drug dealer, possibly, because he's putting 4.5 million. What kind of furniture store does this guy own?
He's involved with the mob, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Nobody has questioned this. Like, hang on.
Wait, this guy's betting how much, and he's selling furniture? Yeah. No, it's sketchy. We're looking into it. But, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, Jim Mattress McInvale. That's the greatest name.
Getting all that loose change and all those returned furnitures. Yeah. That's what it is. Yep. Let it ride.
So there you go. I thought that was interesting, man. If you guys need a new couch and you think the Bengals are going to win, I think you know where to go.
There you go. All right. Well, you got anything else? Or is that it?
That's it, man.
All right. Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.